Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph at the Mishnah. Ha'ibid avedes kechovim, echad ha'ibid ve'echad ha'mezabeach ve'echad ha'maktir ve'echad ha'menasech ve'echad ha'mishtachave ve'ha'mekablei olav le'eleha ve'ha'ime eloi eliato. Mishnah says one who serves idolatry is chayav nisa. That's whether he serves it, as we explained, or whether he is zeveach, means he slaughters as a korban, whether he burns, whether he pours libations, or whether he bows, and one who accepts it as a god and says, "You are my god." Aval ha'megapev, v'ha'menashek, v'ha'mechabed, v'ha'mabed, v'ha'malchitz, asach, v'ha'malbish, v'ha'manil, over le'sase. However, one who hugs or kisses an idol, sweeps or sprays water to prevent dust from rising around it, one who washes, anoints, dresses, or puts shoes on it, he transgresses a law, v'lo'sase. Ha'neider b'shmoy v'amakayim b'shmoy oiv v'lo'sase. One who vows or swears the name of idolatry transgresses a lo'sase. Ha'poy ha'atzmoy l'balpo'o zuhi avodasei ha'zorek evin l'makulis zuhi avodasei. One who is poyer means exposes his rear end and relieves himself in front of a balpo'o, this is its avoda. One who throws a rock at a makulis is its avoda zo. The Gemara says, "How will I read avodah zara minayin loisa avdeim? What's the loisa say against serving idolatry? Loisa avdeim, do not serve them. Kareis minayin es Hashem hu megadeif v'nechusa. What's the source for kareis? The pasuk says he has blasphemed Hashem and he is cut off. V'lo megadeif k'siv, is that not written about blasphemy? V'adam shu oimer lechaveiroi gilfasa es kol haka'ara v'leishirasa bar klum." Sounds like one who tells his friend, "You swept the entire bowl and didn't leave anything in it." With idolatry is the ultimate disgrace to Hashem. Marshal Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Leshnayim Shahi Yoshim Bekara Shel Grisim Beinehoin Pashat Echad Es Yodei Begirif Es Kol HaKa'ara Leishir Baklum Kach Amagadif Avod Zohar Eina Meshai La'achra of Mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said a parable for this is two men who were sitting and a bowl of grits was in front of them. One of them stretched out his hand and swept the entire bowl and didn't leave anything in it. So one who blasphemes or serves idolatry as well, he doesn't leave over a mitzvah. Oynesh minayin, v'yitzeisa isha hu, oy esa isha hi, asher osu esa davar azeh, el sha'arecha v'geimeh, ad v'sekaltim v'yisam v'avonim v'meisu. What's the source of punishment? It says, and you will take out this man or this woman who did this matter to your gates, etc., and you will stone them with stones, and they shall die. Place of them, Ha'isa Omer, Achi Yavod, Kol Avodah Zarah Shebo Olam. Place of them connotes that he's liable, perhaps only if he serves every idolatry in the world. Talmud Loma, Lois Yishtach Velohem, Yishtach Avoya, Bechlal Ha'isa Velom Yadza, Lakish Alea, Ela, Mash Yishtach Avoya, Miyuchedes, Maase Yochid, Bechayev Malea, Bifnei Atzma, Afani Marbe, Kol Maase, Maase Shishba, Chayev Malav, Bifnei Atzmo. It says, Lois Yishtachave Elohim, you shouldn't bow to them. Bowing was in the klal, means of Lois Avdim and not serving them. Why did it leave to be taught by itself? And it's to equate to it, just like bowing is a lone action and one is liable for it by itself, so I include every action in it, which is idolatry, one is liable for it by itself. Afar Gavd of Shimon and Elazar Omar, Zivach Kvukita Venisach Behelem Echad, Enechai Velachas. The implied question is that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that if one slaughtered, burned, poured libations in one hail and one act of forgetfulness, he is liable only once. Moedah Shem Avda Ba'avodasa Ba'avodas HaGavoya Ba'avodas HaShtachavoya Shuchayav HaKol Achas Va'achas. The answer is he agrees that if one served it in its Avodah and an Avodah of Hashem, of Hakfava, or the Avodah of bowing, he is liable for each one since different Lavim forbid these Le'savdeim and Le'savdeim. Kad Amma Rabbi Shmuel to say b'shem b'rizira v'leiv ru'oid es zivchehem l'si'irim amalei mati tan l'kodshim. But when Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Zera that a love for serving idolatry through avodos done for Hashem is v'leiv ru'oid es zivchehem l'si'irim, he told him turn it to kodshim, means it discusses shechutei chutz, slaughtering an animal or korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, and not idolatry. One is liable for avodas of Hashem only due to lois yishtachaveh.